State Representative Nate Walker was part of a small group of Republican elected officials who supported Eric Greitens' 2016 gubernatorial bid. He said he thought he knew a man whose campaign focused on military service and integrity, not what was compiled in a report by his House colleagues. That document contains allegations that Greitens coerced a woman into sexual acts and hit her on several occasions. It's behavior that Walker, a Kirksville Republican, says is disturbing and disqualifying.
It's kind of sickening. And I've reinstated my call for his resignation. And if he doesn't resign, then I think the legislature needs to do the right thing and proceed with other courses, which could be impeachment.
But resignation does not appear to be coming. Before the report came out, Greitens made a defiant statement to dozens of reporters. He said the report was full of lies and contended that his relationship with the woman who testified was consensual.
The people of Missouri see through this, and they know far better than to trust one-sided tabloid trash gossip that was produced in a secret report.
With a bipartisan group of lawmakers and political figures calling for Greitens to leave, the Missouri House and Senate is laying the groundwork for the governor's ouster. House Speaker Todd Richardson says lawmakers are planning on gathering the three-fourths of signatures from House and Senate members needed to call a special session after May 18th.
We will not take that responsibility lightly. We will not act rashly, but we will not shrink from it.
If a special session happens, the House could then vote on whether to impeach Greitens, which would then prompt the Senate to pick seven members of the judiciary to decide the governor's fate. Those judges would then have to decide whether Greitens should be removed for a litany of offenses laid out in the Missouri Constitution, such as moral turpitude. A majority of House members would be required for impeachment. Democrats like Senate Minority Leader Gina Walsh believe the outcome of Greitens' criminal trial has no impact on whether he should stay in office. The Belle Fountain Neighbors Democrat wants the impeachment process to begin right now.
And I have no faith in that man or his ability to be working down on the second floor in this state. I'm sorry. This is not a political issue, and nor should it be politicized, but I will only speak for myself. It's time. He needs to go.
There's ample evidence that Greitens will not fare well in an impeachment vote. He's alienated Republicans and Democrats with bellicose rhetoric decrying, quote, career politicians. That makes it hard for Democratic State Representative Joe Adams of University City to see a path forward for Greitens to effectively govern.
The governor could have come in and built relationships, and by not building relationships, that's why he's in trouble.
GOP Senate Majority Leader Mike Kehoe of Jefferson City believes that ability to cultivate relationships was damaged further when Greitens attacked legislators who issued the report.
You know, I witnessed firsthand people taking advantage of women my whole life. And so I take this very seriously. And the governor's comments to me were arrogant and not humbling. And I have come to the conclusion that his ability to lead is not going to be there.
Unless Greitens changes course and lets GOP Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson take the helm of state government, Missouri should expect more months of uncertainty about the future of the state's governorship. In Jefferson City, I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.